Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Bradford, Tioga, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about the state budget since the governor vetoed it back in December, and I understand the House and Senate came together this week and took some action to help to solve this problem. What's going on?
Yes, indeed. We actually passed our fourth state budget in no less than 9-month time frame, uncharted and unprecedented territory for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And as many may recall, we actually had a budget signed into law on December 29th, but 13% of the budget was vetoed, about $6 billion. So we've been trying to resolve the remainder of that state budget impasse. And Wednesday night, we actually completed and passed the fourth state budget in 9 months. And, of course, of our top concern is keeping schools open and helping critical access hospitals and providing funding for agriculture. So this most recent budget bill we just passed this week moves now to the governor's desk to fund the items that were cut by the governor on December 29th in a line item veto. All without broad-based tax increases, unfortunately, the governor continues to demand. The funding will be provided to our schools, universities, hospitals, child advocacy centers, and ag programs that were all unfairly and unnecessarily cut by the governor. Legislation includes supplemental bills along with increased funding for state-related universities. Specifically, House Bill 1801 restores more than $3 billion in funding for basic education that was vetoed by the governor. The total state investment in basic education increases under this recent budget by $200 million over last year to a record $5.93 billion. And the restoration of funding also ensures rural hospitals, burn centers, and other specialty care programs can continue serving patients and that vital agriculture research, extension, and 4-H programs will not be forced to shut down as well. Again, we don't know what the governor is going to do. He has at least once threatened to veto this fourth state budget that we just passed. We hope he changes his mind. I actually just sent out a press release asking the governor to please, please sign the state budget that we desperately need to get billions of dollars into the hands of the people that most need it to keep vital services moving forward in Pennsylvania.
The House also acted on some legislation that will help to reform the welfare system. What's going on here?
Yes. Also this week, we passed House Bill 222 in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in order to help ensure that welfare benefits assist those that are truly in need. The House has passed legislation to prevent those convicted of drug distribution crimes from receiving food stamps or cash assistance. A first-time offender would be allowed to remain on assistance if he or she seeks and completes court-ordered treatment and submits to periodic drug screenings for 10 years after the drug-related conviction or term of probation, whichever is longer. Second or subsequent convictions will render such persons ineligible for public assistance, as will failing a drug test or retest for the second time. House Bill 222 also would prioritize treatment for drug dealers, and any minor children affected would not have their benefits taken away. The legislation is another effort to attack waste, fraud, and abuse within the system. The bill now heads to the Senate for consideration.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.